I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Hockey, it isn't just a game, it's a way of life for so many communities across Canada. In Windsor, Quebec, the Gilles Lemay Centre has been at the heart of that life for nearly 60 years. The City of Windsor has made a big decision. They've entered the Craft Hockeyville Canada competition, submitting the Gilles Lemay Centre with one clear goal in mind: to win the $250,000 grand prize.
Obviously, our primary goal will be to get our hands on the $250,000 for the grand prize winner, because there is a lot of work to be done on this infrastructure, and that is why we are trying to mobilize the community to participate in this great competition.
Since 1968, this arena has seen countless moments of triumph and passion, from the cheers of homegrown hockey teams to figure skaters gliding across the ice, to even pickleball players finding a summer home inside its walls. But time has taken its toll. The Gilles Lemay Centre needs critical renovations to stay alive. That's why Windsor has entered this competition, hoping to restore and preserve this historic arena for generations to come. For David Maurice, a project manager and communication advisor for the City of Windsor, this campaign is about so much more than just an arena.
I think the City of Windsor deserves to win because we have the best group of hockey fans in Quebec and even in Canada. But more seriously, our arena will soon be 60 years old and it needs to be renovated so that we can continue our activities there. Our arena is the soul of Windsor. Since 1968, it has been the scene of unforgettable moments. Now the exploits of the Wild, or hockey teams, young people discovering their passion for the game, figure skaters when chance the ice, and even pickleball players in the summer. So it's very important infrastructures for the city here in Windsor.
The Gilles Lemay Centre has rich history. It's been the home to the Windsor Wild and Minor Hockey League teams, a place where young skaters fell in love with the game and a space for the entire community to gather and celebrate. This isn't just about winning a contest, it's about protecting a piece of Windsor's identity. Winning $250,000 wouldn't just be a victory, it would be a lifeline for the centre.
Winning $250,000 will allow for a lot of small and large renovations here. We need to redo the roof, renovate the players' room, redo plumbing and in the bathrooms and shower. In short, this money could seriously help us. We won't lie, it will be more difficult in the coming years to seek grants from different governments. We need to be creative in financing our projects. That's why we need everyone to support our candidacy for Hockeyville.
Windsor sees a competition as a crucial opportunity, one that could determine whether the center continues to serve the community or falls into disrepair. Now, beyond the funding, winning Craft Hockeyville would also bring something extraordinary: a preseason NHL game in Windsor.
It is certain that hosting an NHL preseason game will be a major event for our city, but also for the entire region. Hockey is so important to our communities, and the NHL is the ultimate league that everyone watches, young and old. For the city, the amount of money is significant to ensure the sustainability of the infrastructure, but for the citizen, being able to rub shoulders with NHL stars in a small arena like ours, to be able to see them so close, to be able to talk to the players, to take pictures with them, it will be a memorable experience. Especially since next year will be the 150th anniversary of the City of Windsor, so it will be a great gift to be able to attend such an event.
The arena in Windsor is the heartbeat of the local hockey community, a place where passion for the sport is passed down through generations. From minor hockey associations to a dedicated senior hockey club, Windsor's teams are led by committed individuals who give their time and energy to keep the game alive.
Obviously, like many cities, we have minor hockey association as well as a senior hockey club. These are teams led by people who are involved and dedicated to hockey. We also have a M13 and 15 hockey tournament that was in its 47th edition this year. So all of this requires a lot of involvement from our citizens. Also, we know that different sports are developing and that our youth people have several choices when it comes to playing competitive sports, whether it's basketball, indoor soccer, badminton, and many others. To support our hockey networks in Windsor, we want to offer quality infrastructures to our family who put so much energy into getting their children moving. We want to be able to properly accommodate our opponents when we host games and tournaments here.
Now it all comes down to community support. Every vote, story, and shared memory brings Windsor one step closer to winning Craft Hockeyville and securing a brighter future for the center.
when you find your our page, the GLMA Center page, and then you have to vote by sharing reactions on Facebook. If you have stories and photos of our arena that you want to share, do not hesitate to do so to help us. Thank you very much for giving us this visibility, because the contest ends in a little over a week, so the time's run, and we want you and we want everybody to like our page and share your stories. So thank you.
A hockey arena isn't just a building. It's where friendships are formed, dreams take shape, and communities come together. For Windsor, the GLMA Center is more than just a rink. It's a place where history has been made and where future generations will continue to grow. With Kraft Hockeyville, they have a chance to preserve that legacy. And to nominate your arena, go to Google, look up Kraft Hockeyville, then look up GLMA in the arena database, answer three questions, and share the link to your arena rally page with friends and family. Go, go, go. Let's get an NHL game and $250,000 for Windsor. For Reaching Out to the Community, I'm Derek Bullard, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.